An American pastor wrongfully jailed overseas is finally seeing some movement in his case. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to hear from the family of the persecuted church and how you can be praying. We're also going to hear about a new prayer resource to help you intercede for Muslims. Stay tuned to find your place in the story. But first, 2 days ago, trial got underway in a Turkish court for American pastor Andrew Brunson. He's been in prison for over a year on false terrorism and espionage charges. It all started when the Turkish government made sweeping arrests after a failed 2016 coup. Now, Brunson is a political pawn. Voice of the Martyrs Radio interviewed Brunson's daughter, Jacqueline Fernari. She says,
"We're not sure how this is going to turn out. There could be a miracle and my dad could be home in the next few days, or we could have to go through a very long trial process that could go on for months. I have no idea, but we're praying for a good outcome here."
So please continue praying for Brunson's freedom.
Thank you so, so much for caring about the situation and praying faithfully for my family, for my dad, and the Turkish church as a whole. I think that the situation has drawn a lot more attention to what's going on in Turkey and what's happening with the church there.
Next, churches in eastern Ukraine are facing a closure threat. Recently, the local government passed a law which restricts how churches in the area can operate. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith explains.
Yeah, it basically forbids the churches to conduct worship, hold small groups or meetings in homes. And also, it looks like they're going to require each religious organization to obtain new registration by August.
To get registration, churches have to have at least 30 members living within a specified area. And if churches fail to comply, they'll be considered illegal.
Apparently, distribution of religious literature, even among churches, is prohibited without personal written permission of the authorities.
But this new law hurts more than just the churches. It also hurts the people these churches minister to in war-torn eastern Ukraine. Please pray for these churches, for the people they serve, and for clarity in how to move forward. You're listening to Mission Network News. So how do you pray for billions of people at once and yet stay specific? Chris Ruge of Sister Ministry Prayercast says it's simple. Pray for Muslims.
God loved us because we were all sinners. Anybody today who follows Jesus was a sinner. But he reached down in mercy and he loved them. And right now, 1.8 billion Muslims are in the same situation.
Prayercast new video series, Love Muslims, covers 13 themes and over 100 topics proposed by ministry leaders working in the Muslim world. The project has been over 2 years in the making, and Ruge expects it to release later this year. It has the potential to reach millions of people the day it releases.
As we look at what God's doing in the Muslim world, we're going to ask, how can we use the arts to speak to the body of Christ, not only at a mind level, but at a heart level, in a way that touches their emotions?
And finally, the Bible has plenty to say about poverty. In fact, God says the poor will be rich in faith. Joe Richter at Farms International says through their microloan program, they get to see the strength of faith that comes from living through difficult circumstances.
They always are giving thanks back to God, not to Farms International, or not to myself personally. They always recognize it as the hand of God and that God sees them, even though they live in a remote area of the world, and that somehow this miracle came into their place, into their village, into their church.
Richter says he's been challenged to practice gratitude towards God in the same way. If you'd like to take part in helping the least of these, or maybe even growing a better attitude towards gratitude yourself, consider walking alongside Farms International. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? The need for prayer for this population is immense. So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will not only explain more, but also help you to pray more specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.